Welcome to Hanging Out with Jesus Podcast, where we equip the saints for ministry by bringing you tips, interviews, inspiration, and information on how to live intentionally and daily in Christ. For more resources, including your free newsletter, visit hangingoutwithjesuspodcast.com or click the link in the show notes. Hi, I'm Lavita Brooks, author, Bible teacher, founder of the Me Project Academy, and your host. Thanks for supporting this ministry and rating and commenting on the blog and whatever podcast platform you are listening to, because then it makes this feel more like a conversation. If this is your first time listening in, welcome! This is episode 89. Our focus is on letting go of worry. And the best part of that is that you get to hang out with Jesus in doing so. That and more is coming up. Now, come walk with me where we intentionally and daily hang out with Jesus. Happy Thanksgiving! I am so thankful for you and for being a listener of this podcast. Have a blessed day and enjoy the rest of this episode. Has anyone told you that when your head is full or overcrowded with concerns, worries, or mistakes or failures, ask God to help you filter out what you don't need to worry about? Interesting concept, isn't it? God, help me to filter out what I don't need to worry about. We worry about so much until it hinders us from living with intention. It blocks our flow. Even getting angry about stuff, like my cousin Alita says, isn't my water to swim in. So, saints, how many times have we swam in water or thought about worries that we didn't need to? Some of those worries almost drowned us. It's amazing how a little question like, God, help me to filter out what I don't need to worry about. That packs a powerful punch. Whew. When you think about it, we can use it as a goal to intentionally pursue limiting the amount of worry we accept in our lives. In it, you are not just asking about worries, but also space to think clearly, room to explore the unknown, rest for your exhausted head, ability to learn new things with joy. Think more meaningful thoughts and good memories. Worry weighs you down. Even constant living can wear you down if you let it. That's why this question is so needed and so powerful to spend time in, meditating on. God, help me to filter out what I don't need to worry about. The question helps you to roll your burdens onto God. Like 1 Peter 5:7 says, you know, God cares for you. Psalms 55:22 says, cast your burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. God's got you. Saints, can you perceive it? God wants to do a new thing in you. But worry, concerns, disappointments, anxieties, depression, agitations, all got you weighed down in water you don't need to swim in. So here's a suggestion. Take a couple of days and sit with God, asking Him, God, help me filter out what I don't need to worry about. Let me repeat that. God, help me filter out what I don't need to worry about. Then record your experience each time. Practice this until it becomes a part of your life, where you intentionally examine yourself in order to walk on water instead of being pulled under to wallow in self-pity and meaningless toil. Saints, if you like, I like to rejoice with you in these discoveries. So don't forget to share them with me in the comments or at evitabrooks.com/comments. Let's pray. Lord, guide us daily in living a life wrapped up in and with you. And thank you for allowing us to cast our cares upon you, because we need someone that can handle them better than us. Keep us safe during this holiday season and spark us all to be bold witnesses for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, then please consider subscribing to the podcast, rating, and reviewing. This helps in moving it forward to being heard by more believers. Also, if you haven't done so, get your free twice a month newsletter to keep up with new releases of the podcast, monthly activities on how to live intentionally and daily in Christ, and much more. All this and more can be found, including my contact information, on hangingoutwithjesuspodcast.com or the show notes. So, until we meet again over the airways, intentionally and daily, hang out with Jesus. Shalom!